Trump hosting 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey team at White House for 45th anniversary honors. By Lowell Coffey Law on December 12, 2025. President Donald Trump will host members of the U.S. Olympic men's Miracle on Ice hockey team who became famous as the amateur underdogs who defeated the powerful Soviet Union squad in the 1980 games at the height of the Cold War. The team will attend the president's signing of a bill on Friday that awards the team congressional medals for their historic victory. According to CBS News, the first to learn of the signing. The event, which will be held in the Oval Office at 3 p.m., will feature hockey stars from the gold medal-winning team, including captain Mike Iruzioni, goaltender Jim Craig, and forward Buzz Schneider. The widow, son and daughter of deceased coach Herb Brooks are also expected to attend. The legislation will award all of the players with congressional gold medals to recognize the 45th anniversary of the U.S. victory at the 1980 Winter Olympic Games. The bill passed the House and Senate in September. The hockey game is still celebrated on social media. The story of the team was also portrayed in the Disney film Miracle, starring Kurt Russell, who played legendary coach Herb Brooks. 10 more players are expected at the event, including defenseman Jack O'Callaghan, backup goaltender Steve Janiszek, and forward Rob McClanahan. President Trump will honor the legendary Olympic men's ice hockey team whose miracle on ice resulted in a historic and symbolic victory against the Soviet Union, White House spokeswoman Taylor Rogers told the news outlet. This triumph fueled a resurgence of national pride as Americans across the country watched Team USA unexpectedly take home the gold medal. The match, which took in the Lake Placid, New York Winter Games, pitted the U.S. team of amateur collegiate players against the seasoned Soviet athletes, who effectively were professionals as they were full-time, state-sponsored athletes. Team U.S. came from behind in a 4-3 victory that was immortalized by broadcaster Al Michaels' exclamation, "Do you believe in miracles?" "Yes." The American squad went on to best Finland in the gold medal-clinching game 2 days later. Contributor Lowell Coffey is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCoffey.com for more.